Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. It has been a year since we as an ummah, as a family, have witnessed a genocide being conducted against our brothers and sisters in Gaza. It's been a year since we've watched murder, death, and destruction being inflicted upon our brothers and sisters in Gaza. It's been a year since we've been talking about, we've been crying about, we've been praying about what's being inflicted upon our brothers and sisters in Gaza. And as we sit here a year later, I wanted, for my own sake and for the sake of our community, be able to go back to the Book of Allah and go to the Quran to find strength, to find comfort, to find hope, and to find patience and inspiration. I specifically thought it would be beneficial for us to look at Surah Al-Baqarah. In Surah Al-Baqarah, in ayah number 153, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really profoundly, beautifully, remarkably says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah calls on us and calls us believers. O you who believe, Ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Seek the help of Allah through patience and prayer. Inna Allaha ma'as-sabirin. Allah is with the people who are firm. Allah is with the people who are patient. Allah is with the people who are strong, who don't give up. Wala taqulu liman yuqatalu fi sabilillahi amwat. And don't you ever dare call the people who were killed in the way of Allah, because they believed in Allah, because they did the right thing, because they stood for what they believed in. Don't you ever call them just simply dead. Bal ahya'un. Rather, they are alive, they are living constantly, always. Walakin la tash'urun. But you just don't understand the life that Allah has granted them. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. And Allah says, we promised you, we would test you. This life is a test. الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. This world, this life is like a prison for the believer. وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ. And it's a place of enjoyment and pleasure for the one who doesn't believe in Allah. So in this world, Allah said, we would test you, we promised you, we told you that we would test you with fear. وَالْجُوعَ. We would test you with starvation and hunger. وَنَقَّصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ. We would test you with the loss of property. وَالْأَنْفُسِ. And we told you that we would test you with the loss of life. وَالْثَمَرَاتِ. And we told you that we would test you with, a lot of times people think this means fruits. It can mean that. But Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullahu ta'ala references a narration in which when the angel of death comes back after taking the soul of someone's child, the believer's child, that Allah says to the angel of death, you took away the fruit of the heart of my servant. And so Imam al-Shafi'i says, when Allah says that we would test you with the loss of fruits, it's not just fruits. It's with the loss of innocent children. All the babies, all the children that have been massacred in Gaza. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. But through all this test, Allah says, good news, glad tidings, congratulations to those who are firm, who are patient, who are strong, who won't give up. They won't relent. They won't accept defeat. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبًا. That those people that every single time they are hit, every single time they suffer a blow, every single time, like our brothers and sisters in Gaza, they show us what this looks like in real life. But every single time you open up the phone, every single time you check the news, and you receive more bad news, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They say that to Allah do we belong and to Him do we have to return. Everything belongs to Allah. And everything goes back to Allah. So my faith will not be shaken in this moment. And if we can do that, if we can remain strong, we can remain firm, we can hang in there, we can keep praying, we can keep talking, we can keep spreading awareness, we can keep on pushing for what is right, what is fair, what is correct. We can keep on advocating for our brothers and sisters in Gaza, no matter what happens, how long it gets. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Those people, showered upon them are special blessings from their Lord, and Allah will shower His mercy upon them. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And those are the people that are rightly guided to the straight path. Those are the people that are guided by Allah. We come from a history. Our heritage is Badr. Our heritage is Khandaq. Our heritage is Khaybar. Our heritage is Fatah Makkah. We are the ultimate underdog story. We are the greatest underdogs of human history. We don't give up so easily. So hang in there. Our brothers and sisters in Gaza have not given up. They're still praying. They're still saying Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. They're still saying the name of Allah. We cannot afford to give up here. We need to stay committed. We need to stay the course. We need to be willing to make the difficult decisions that are coming up ahead for our community. We need to keep on waking up in the middle of the night and falling on our knees before Allah and spreading our hands and making dua. And we need to keep on raising our voices on behalf of our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Stay strong, stay firm. We have been here before. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been here before, and it survived and it thrived, and it will do so once again. Insha'Allah bidnillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah protect the Ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah grant victory to our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.